This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
And we have Liz Hayes on the line. Hello, Liz. How are you today?
Very well, Paul.
Episode 3 of Under Investigation, focusing on China and the virus, airing tonight. And, I mean, this is super important. And I think while we've had COVID on and we've had border closures and we've had all sorts of lockdowns and people in hotels and all that, you sometimes forget that there was a source of this, there was a start of this. And of course, coinciding today with the World Health Organization's final report into the origin of COVID-19, I think there'll be a lot of people tuned in tonight to find out what the bloody hell went on. Do we find that out, Liz?
Well, we're waiting on the WHO's report, of course, and they say that they're bringing it out. It may be delayed, I hope not, but that's what they're telling us. But look, we've gathered a group of highly credentialed experts on all matters related to the virus and on China and its relationship with the rest of the world. And I think what you might find is that there are question marks over the WHO, the World Health Organization's ability to be independent. It has a history of wanting to keep China happy. And what I mean by that, it has it's deliberately gone out of its way on occasions to keep the peace, if you like, with China. So there are question marks over whether the WHO can actually do this report independently. The second thing is that what came out was quite shocking for me. There are things that happen in laboratories that I just didn't know took place. And I don't think the layman does. And it's about the engineering of viruses. And, of course, leaks do occur, and it's acknowledged they occur. And it raises very legitimately what was once conspiracy theory, I think, but it now raises very legitimately that it is possible, it is very possible that a leak could have come from a laboratory, and that might be just where this virus came from. Of course, we are waiting on that report, but these experts certainly tell you why it's very possible.
You know, it makes me angry, and I know a lot of listeners to this and tonight watching will be incredibly angry with China. Am I wrong in saying that China really, since this whole thing started, really hasn't reached out to the world and said, you know, what can we do? This originated in Wuhan. It originated from wherever, and you'll shine a light on that tonight. But has China really reached out to the world? It seems to me like they don't give a stuff.
Well, I think it's. I think there was a choice that was made when this virus occurred, and that was either to collaborate or create conflict. And I think the world went on the side of conflict. China, I think, probably feels like it's carrying a lot of heat over this. And it's yet to be determined exactly where this virus came from. They, of course, are throwing out suggestions that it may not have happened in China at all. That's highly unlikely, but that does need to be investigated. I think China feels like the world is pointing a terribly nasty finger at them and they're being defensive. And I think that it would have been better if, yes, China and the rest of the world could have come together to fight a common enemy, because the virus has become a common enemy. And you can see how these brawls occur, and untangling them is really difficult. Relations between Australia and China were already bristling a bit. So throw the virus into the mix and suddenly, along with Donald Trump, I might add, you've got a very heated scenario. We explore all of that and try to come to some common sense thinking about that whole situation.
Well, the Prime Minister, of course, and the government asked the question about China and asking about where the source originated, what caused this and all of this. And then, of course, China, our relations with China went down the tube because of asking that very simple question. And I suppose you, in this program tonight, asked that same question.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is explained, perhaps, for people to understand that there was already a friction between Australia and China. But it's certainly by Scott Morrison, the Prime Minister, Maurice Payne, asking for an independent inquiry really raised their hackles. And it's clear that that made China feel very out of sorts about, you know, being blamed, I guess, for this virus. And it's not good for any relationship, I guess, when that's where you start. But certainly, you're quite right. I mean, just to ask the question about, you know, shouldn't we be looking at this, where this virus came from, should have been allowed to have been asked. It shouldn't have.
Absolutely.
It shouldn't be a cause of concern for a country that should be wanting to know as well.
You were mentioning the World Health Organization. Do you know, Liz, why the World Health Organization isn't completely independent? Why have we got these thoughts about who that they are friends with China?
Well, it's a United Nations group, and it relies on finance. Are being financed by countries around the world. So you saw America, Donald Trump pulled out and said he was no longer going to finance them. That was to the tune of several billion dollars. China stepped in and certainly made up the difference in the money. But the other thing is, I think the WHO has taken a view that it's better to be inside the tent than outside trying to get in. And I think in that process, this is my opinion, in that process, they've acquiesced on a number of issues, which Taiwan being one of them. China has a very fractured relationship with Taiwan and believes, in fact, Taiwan is China. And the WHO played some politics when it came to the discussion about the virus in Taiwan and its relationship with China. So you saw it. You saw the WHO uncomfortable and not wanting to upset China. And that's one of the reasons why there are many questions about the independence, the ability for the WHO to be independent.
Kind of keep your enemies close.
Well, there's a lot to be said for that too. Look, this is a complex business, there's no doubt about that. But what isn't complex is that there's a virus. And what isn't complex is, in my opinion, we should be able to find out where that virus came from. And what I do think is that everybody, all hands should be on deck to try and sort that out, because it's in everybody's interest, no matter where it came from.
We're talking with Liz Hayes from Channel 9. Liz, you mentioned something earlier that you didn't know. What have you come out of preparing this program? What have you learnt that you didn't know before that was a revelation to you?
Well, you'll have to watch, but I'll give...
The marketing department at Channel 9 is still at work.
No, that's me. What I will say to you is that laboratories and scientists and the work they do by attempting to stay one step ahead does interesting things in a laboratory. And the argument is that you're trying to forecast who your enemy is going to be in terms of viruses and other pathogens and work out how you will deal with it. So they try and create the enemy before it arrives and then work out how you would deal with it. Well, that's very risky business. And we already know that there have been leaks out of labs of viruses and pathogens being, you know, bacteria, etc. So it's dangerous business, and I didn't realise what that involved and what they did and how risky that is. So I was a bit taken aback by that. So that's one of the things. Yes, see, I told you.
Yes. I can't wait to see the program tonight. I hope it is a massive success for the network. And it's a program I've been waiting to see. Just the final question, and we talked about conspiracy theories, and I don't deal in conspiracy theories like you. As a journalist, I want the facts, and I know you do as a journalist. But if you had to be a conspiracy theorist, you could say, well, and we've seen many movies that have depicted this, that China comes up with a virus, spreads it around the world, destroys the economies of major countries around the world, but retains the infrastructure.
Well, in the absence of facts, it is a conspiracy theory. And there is no indication, no factual, no evidence that that is the case. There's no evidence that China has deliberately done anything. And I think that that's probably how we should view it until we have a good reason in terms of facts to show us otherwise, because that's a very dangerous path to slide down. And I think that that is one of the issues with conspiracy theories. In the absence of facts, conspiracy theories rise, and they kind of enable us to explain things in our minds, but we can get that wrong, and that's why facts are essential. We've heard all of those theories and thoughts, and I can understand why that they get a foothold, but in all honesty, I think there is no factual basis for that particular theory. And until we have that, we have to step it aside.
I told you Liz Hayes deals only in facts. she just took a bat to that one.
And oh, sorry.
No.
But it's true.
No, that I was just offering something. I mean, you have people coming up to you all the time if you're in radio or whatever and saying, this is what it is. But once again, it is a conspiracy theory. I'm sure that tonight a lot will be revealed. Tell us when this will be on.
You'll be able to tune in around about 9:10 tonight. We have a professor from Shanghai also participating, so we're very much getting the China view as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic.
So hopefully people will find it interesting and intriguing enough, because we try and keep it easy for people to understand too, because science can be complex, and we try very hard to make it so we all, including me, by the way, so I can understand as well. So I think it's a subject we can't sort of step away from either.
Liz Hayes, thank you for your time.
Thank you.